then let's just get to it and get rid of this bed here and let's talk about this. Because when I saw this yesterday afternoon, it got my attention. On your page, John Robert McPeak, citizens of Harrisburg, the animal control officer's truck, his side-by-side, and his wife's van were burned this morning around 5 a.m. If you know anything about this, please call the fire department or Harrisburg Police. This is the animal control officer, John. Gosh, I can't remember his name.
Mike Sullivan.
Oh, it's Mike Sullivan. Mm-hmm. Okay. What happened here, John?
We don't really know yet. Today, there's going to be an investigation. The fire marshal's coming over today to do some investigation work. So hopefully by the end of this afternoon, we'll know, you know, what happened, where the fire started, and exactly what happened, and to see if it was deliberately set or, you know, if it was an accident or something happened. We're not for sure.
But so, when you get three vehicles that burn at 5 o'clock in the morning, I haven't seen a photograph of the site. I mean, your first thought is, how do three vehicles catch on fire at the same time?
Yeah.
Is that what we're talking about? Because they weren't all in the building together, right?
They were all under a carport.
Right.
And it looks like the fire may have started in the bed of the truck first, and then it spread to the minivan and into the side-by-side, the ATV.
What's interesting is I've seen another report, somebody's car being set on fire last week, private citizen. It's just two that I can remember. But, of course, this one, and if I remember right, I'd seen some people recently on social media complaining about animal control, hadn't I?
Yes, there has been some complaints about our animal control officer, and I hope that no one did anything deliberately to, you know, damage his vehicles. And actually, it was really close to his house. He's lucky his house didn't catch on fire.
All right, so I guess now,
I think with the storage, the overhead storage they were parked under, I think that stopped the fire from going to the house.
Right, suppressing it to some extent. All right, so I guess then we're in the wait-and-see mode, and the U.S. Marshal, and one of the first things they'll do is, I'm assuming, checking for accelerants.
Yes,
so, and then learning more from that. Now, I'm kind of, this is really an issue of curiosity, I think, at this point, but it's also a safety issue. There had been a one-week delay. You sent me a text, I believe it was last Tuesday, saying it's on, meaning the stoplight on Route 13 as you come in from the west side, which people have a tendency to be screaming through there. You and I both know that.
Oh, yeah.
Anxious to get home or to work, depending on which direction you're going. How's that worked out so far?
It's been on since last Tuesday, and everything's running really smooth. The first couple of days, we had some glitches with the lights were changing from yellow to red really fast, but IDOT has come out and fixed all that, and it's running good. I've been through it every day. So.
Because you know somebody was screaming through there and saw a red light suddenly and didn't know about it and went, oh!
Yeah.
You know, especially coming in from the west.
Coming in from the west. You come around, when you're coming in from the west, you're going pretty fast. Usually 65, 70.
Yep.
So, yeah. But there has not been a, if it saves one lifetime, that stoplight, it was worth the wait of 9 years, and it'll be.
Has it been nine?
It was 9 years trying to get that stoplight up.
Yikes. I knew it was a long time, but I was going to say two.
No, it was 9 years, so.
Well, you had to get the fact that they didn't want it placed in the first place because the whole point was to make it a bypass.
That was the idea, but after so many accidents there, and then with the help of, you know, State Rep Brandon Phelps, and he helped us a lot get that light in there, and that's why it's up and running.
Was that bypass good for business in Harrisburg?
You know, the bypass is good. I know.
Well, we lost a restaurant because of it.
Yeah, we lost one restaurant for sure. But, right. But you know, the downtown area, we got signs saying downtown, so people know where to go. And so,
right. And we can get over to Rupert and get a barbecue quicker.
I had one Sunday.
It's just one of those things you got to do. All right, so another item. And this involves the county and the city. When it comes to a dispatch that you've received a letter saying they want more money, what can you tell us about this new request for Saline County Dispatch, and they want $300,000 a year?
We currently pay $180,000 a year for dispatch, and that is non-emergency phone calls, such as, you know, like a neighbor arguing with a neighbor, or somebody calling the animal control officer, or
right,
just something small, a theft at Walmart or something.
So it's not 911 so much as it is everything.
It's not 911. 911 is paid. That's a state statute. The county automatically has to have 911. That's paid through everybody's cell phone bills. I think $1.25 for every cell phone bill goes to 911. Most of the people in Southern Illinois don't realize that, but 911 is a it's a state statute.
I see it on my bill.
Yeah, it's a state statute where the county has to have the 911.
All right, so dispatch is for That musical over there, turn down the Kiss, you know, right? Turn down the rock and roll. We don't want. So this is a pretty large increase.
It is a very large increase, and this current year we're paying $180,000.
Right.
Next year we were going to pay $187,000.
And you've been paying $180,000 since before May of 2013.
Yes.
You had a contract that went up in there. I don't know how long that contract was, John.
The contract expired in 2013, and the past administration really didn't do any negotiation with the county. And then when I became mayor, we started negotiating with them, and we've had three meetings with the county board to try to work something out, and we thought we had something worked out, and then they came back and they wanted more money, and we turned that down, and we just continued to pay the $180 until we got something figured out. And then we get this letter on September the 28th that they want to raise it beginning October the 1st to $300,000, I think it's $69.
Reportedly that the reason why is because Harrisburg is about responsible for about a third of the phone calls that Saline County Dispatch receives.
And we probably are on the non-emergency calls. You know, El Dorado has their own dispatch, and Carrier Mills and Galicia probably, they don't have as many emergency calls as Harrisburg does. But $300,000 for non-emergency phone calls is very steep for the citizens of Harrisburg. And I don't think they should have, as taxpayers, they shouldn't have to pay that.
33% of $777,000 is $256,000.
Yes.
Not $300. I can't help this, but the minute I saw this, I kept thinking, does this have something to do with the safety tax ballot coming up in November? I don't see anything that writes that, but the first thing in my mind is I want to make that connection, and I don't know whether I should be. Is this part of this?
No, that's a totally separate issue with the safety taxes, the $300,000. I think it's just a way for this the county. They're very broke. They're broke. They have no money. And this is raising the to $300,000 on City of Harrisburg is to help pay some of their bills at the Saline County Jail. And Harrisburg's not going to go for it.
So your idea at this point, John, is continue negotiating while at the same time making a plan to handle your own dispatch phone calls?
We voted at the last city council meeting to look into doing our own dispatch, and we're working aggressively this week. We're going to work aggressive on getting that done, and at the next meeting, we hope to have a proposal for the council.
So you'd have your own equipment, your own staff, but you've already got a staff I think you'd build into. The Harrisburg Police Department would be dispatch?
We would probably have to hire two people, maybe three, you know, to run our dispatch, but we could do it. And we actually have equipment right now for dispatch because that we've had for our emergency management. So right. we have some dispatch stuff, so we wouldn't have to buy a lot. So
right. And then you'd only have to be handling Harrisburg itself.
Harrisburg itself.
Okay. And it's interesting because, you know, the problems that you're having have already happened in other counties. Jackson mm-hmm. County is one of them. Well, all this time we spend in car, you know, the county is big and there's always this county. Well, when there's not much money, we start scrapping for whatever we've got, don't we?
We look for it everywhere we can to, you know, make ends meet. And, you know, the county's just got themselves into a situation where, you know, they are broke. They are 100% broke. I mean, they have no money. And, you know, the city's doing, we don't have a whole lot of money, but we have money and we're doing very well. The city of Harrisburg is. And, you know, so we got to figure out to protect our citizens of Harrisburg.
I always kind of envision Southern Illinois in these stories as we dog paddle with our noses mere half inch above the water as we frantically dog paddle from one financial disaster to the next.
That's exactly right.
You know, all the time, right? Just trying to keep our head nose above water, yeah. Right? I mean, I kind of remember that from the Harrisburg pool and Bill Treese.
Yeah, I remember that too.
You're right. I knew you would. You know, another issue that you've been working on is low-level crime, pilfering, gunshots, drugs. You've been working at this program. How's your police department been handling it?
Our police department's doing great right now. We have a bunch of new young guys, so we're getting very aggressive. Harrisburg still definitely has a drug problem, but we're working on that very aggressively. And we're trying to get a guy in the drug task force so we can start getting, you know, some help from the Southern Illinois Drug Task Force to come to Harrisburg and get these people off our streets and get them out of our town. That's our goal.
One of the items that I've been talking about, and including your state's attorney last week, I think it was last week, no, I was on vacation last week before last, When I was speaking to the state's attorney, talking about this, you know, this bail bond issue, this new law that if you're in here so long, you don't have the money, we'll let you go. He says, not good for Saline County, not good for Harrisburg.
It's not good for Harrisburg. It's not good for Saline County. It's not good for any county. They arrest these people and then they're only in jail for 5 or 6 days and they let them out and then they're back at doing the exact same thing, committing crimes. And, you know, things have got to change in the judicial system. I heard that interview you had with Jason, and he made some very good points on that about, I heard something about, you know, there's only 52 weeks in a year. But if you're arresting all these people, you can't have everybody in court all the time. So the state has got to come up with something.
And this is not inherent to Harrisburg or Saline County, but it's something you see across the border in southern Illinois, the same names over and over again.
Same time.
Right?
Same
now, name, if same they time. Seem to be below a certain threshold, you hear the name again, and you're going, shouldn't this guy be in jail? What? He was arrested. And they let him go. He's already out. I mean, you've said all these things that I'm saying too.
I've said it for years. That's the problem. It's the same people over and over and over and over. And until we get those people off the streets, you know, it's just going to continue to happen.
Some of those things, I think, also comes from a lot of places that just plead these deals out to be done with it because the docket's so full. Just play it out and get it done with.
100%, yeah.
And then they put him back out on the street and you're going, but this guy did this. Well, yeah, we pled it out. So that's pretty
aggravating. Yes.
Yeah, aggravating, and that's you and I being nice.
Yeah.
Another item that you've been working on is getting rid of these old houses, the ones that are literally falling down. They're covered in trees and weeds. You barely know there's a house hidden in there.
That's true. If you can't, half the time you never know there's a house in there.
How many have you gotten taken out, John?
Oh, my goodness. Since the beginning of the summer this year, we've a total of 42 houses that we have, you know, that we have taken possession of.
Almost one a week.
Yeah, we've done really well. And we're tearing one down today, actually. We tore one yesterday. We're getting another one today. And then we tear them down, clean them up. We clean the lot up, and then we advertise it for a sale. We put a minimum bid on each property, depending on where it's at, and then we take bids and we sell it at city council and put it back on the tax roll.
How many of those have gone out? Do you know?
I think at the next city council meeting, we have 9 coming up that we tore down and that we're going to put on back on the tax roll, bids for.
And do you have a goal here that enough and say this will get it done, or is there always new houses coming on the trashed out roll?
Every day we kind of get a little bit more, but it has slowed down a lot since we've gotten really aggressive with it and got them cleaned up. You know, I don't get as many calls and messages every day. I was getting one a day, but, you know, this slowed down a little bit. I got one yesterday, but, you know, we just have to – it takes a lot of time to take possession of these houses, so – you know, but we're working on it.
One of the other items before I let you go, John, and I know I've just piled on you this morning. Sorry to come at you one thing after another, is I've been reading on and off about improvements at the Harrisburg Medical Center.
Mm-hmm.
One of the few places with a psychiatric unit. That's important.
Very important.
We were just talking about Illinois getting an A, and if we get an A in anything, I think we should celebrate at this point.
That's for sure.
But there's been a lot of new money coming in Harrisburg Medical Center, and you start realizing when it's a healthcare desert, and that is not hyperbole,
right?
When you take Harrisburg, get Harrisburg, El Dorado, and you look to the river and you look down to the south, right? My buddy, you know, down in Polk County, he's heading to Paducah for health care.
Yep.
You know, but the idea is that Harrisburg Medical Center grows and starts being a resource for all those people.
Yeah, we're proud of our Harrisburg Medical Center. I mean, it's, you know, they put a new emergency room in. We got a new we're the new hub for the Life Flight. We have the main terminal is in Harrisburg now. There's 2 or 3 helicopters a day coming in out of Harrisburg. In our hospital, I know they've got new staff there. They've got some new doctors coming in, you know, and it's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful place. And they have plans for more work down the line. So,
right.
And they're really wanting to expand and make that hospital bigger.
Yeah. Well, another thing that's needed.
And we need it. And it's jobs.
It's jobs.
It's probably our number one employer in Saline County right now.
And when you look at it, you look at the census and older population, then you realize the pressure that's on that location too.
Exactly.
All right.
A lot of work.
Hey, John, is there anything I should ask you today and I didn't because I got tied up in my old list. Anything else going
on? There was one thing we were going to talk about was the safety tax that's going to be on the ballot November the 6th.
Well, I was wondering whether that was attached to this because I have seen such large different opinions on the safety tax.
Well, a safety tax is exactly what it's called, a safety tax.
But there's a requirement how the money can be spent.
It should be what it's supposed to be spent on. It's supposed to be spent on safety. So that would be the Harrisburg Police Department, the Saline County Sheriff's Department, the El Dorado Police Department, Galatia, Carrier Mills.
Is that your way of saying not on pensions, John?
Yes.
It's not supposed to be used for pensions.
It's not supposed to be used for pensions, and it's not supposed to be used to fund other things going on in the county that they're broke on.
Some of the people had pointed out to me that there had been a lack of accountability and that some of this money really doesn't appear as though it gotten where it was supposed to in the past.
The past tax that was passed the first time, none of that went to what it was supposed to go to. It stayed right. The county had it the whole time. They kept it all. And, you know, 90% of that safety tax money comes from Harrisburg because everybody has to come to Harrisburg to shop. And we have because Harrisburg has the Walmart, the Kroger. Mm-hmm. We have all the stores that generate the big sales tax.
Right.
So I don't think the safety tax. If the safety
tax. So Saline County's broke. We're all broke in Illinois.
Yeah.
And so there's on November an increase in the safety tax.
They're asking proposed. For an increase, a 0.75% increase, which would make the Saline County sales tax 9%.
Yikes.
Isn't
the highest 9.25? I think.
Yeah, it'd be right at 9%.
Right, 9%. But I think the highest.
Oh, the highest.
In downstate Illinois, I think, are 9.25.
Yeah,
So it puts you up on parity, but still, it's not good for the consumer, and especially. Well, we were talking about the Illinois the median household income average for the state of Illinois is $62,992. Not in Saline County. It's not.
Not in Saline County. But maybe not in Southern Illinois.
Probably not. The last figure I looked, they had changed it, so I'm a little hesitant to repeat it, but it was in the neighborhood of 30,000.
Yeah.
I think 32.
I agree with that.
Right. John, it's always a privilege, man.
It's great to
be here,
Tom.
Best of luck. Okay. And keep tearing down those old houses.
I am.
I know that is a huge pain in the gluteus maximus because of all the things that you have to do to get through to do that. That's somebody else's property. You've got to get access. And it ain't cheap.
It's not cheap, but we're doing it in-house, and it's amazing. Some of these old houses, though, Tom, the owners are deeding that over right to the city because they know there's nothing they can do about it.
Right.
So, and they know the city's going to clean it up, and we'll take care of it.